M-O-O. Oh, man, they've been through a lot. And D-O-G. Gee, I mean, this tour alone has been something. T-H-R-E-E. Moondog 3 and Company. After all the shit they've dealt with, they deserve a nice day at Disney. When a gerb burns your hand and eye, you've more than earned a Mickey ice cream. Darren should be well fed on those and some churros. He'd probably forget to eat otherwise anyway, you know. Loyal Sherpas also deserve a treat. Give Colin all the Dole Whips he can eat. They may be made of pineapple instead of leather, but there's still a kind of whip in which he could find pleasure. Corinne could do with a jungle cruise, relax and let someone else handle all the moves of leading a small herd through the turns of a tour. She'd suffer the corny jokes too, 'cause she's a good sport. Moondog 3 and Company. After all the shit they've dealt with, they deserve a nice day at Disney. Bart and his intellectual bent would enjoy the Hall of Presidents and Carousel of Progress. So basically, he'd dig animatronics and most of Tomorrowland. Chris would be a mountain man. Space Splash and Thunder would be his jam. Roller coasters turn out to be more fun to ride when they're not just racing inside your own mind. Ziggy could outshine any princess, but today he'll shirk the spotlight nonetheless. Trade it for fun in the dark of the haunted mansion, and maybe a spin on the teacups. He seems a likely Alice fan, Courtney loyal sibling, and M3 fan. They'd probably join along on whatever she can. It's all good to her, be it thrill rides or chill desserts. She's easygoing and would be up for fun of all sorts. Moondog 3 and Company. After all the shit they've dealt with, they deserve a nice day at Disney. And everybody likes Pirates of the Caribbean, because who doesn't like Pirates of the Caribbean? Speaking of boats, It's a Small World proves better as a ride than as a thought. Darren probably had those few times. He and his recent sex partners were all in the same limo with his little sister too, and everyone knew each other. Two kinds of memorable, but Darren would surely prefer one over the other. And what Magic Kingdom trip would be complete without a parade or two watched on Main Street and Cinderella's castle all lit up at night? You're damn right they stayed until it was night for the evening finale fireworks display. You'd think it might be too soon for some, but it's different when they can't go off in your face and you can watch them from very, very far, far away. If you're going to Disney, you may as well get the absolute full day's worth, especially if you can end it so perfectly, 'cause Moondog 3 and Company, after all the shit they've dealt with, they deserve a nice day at Disney. Yeah, Moondog 3 and Company, after all the shit they've dealt with, they deserve a nice day at Disney.